From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Adrienne Gonzalez. A federal judge is ordering Florida to determine a new way of deciding how and when former prisoners can get their voting rights restored. U.S. District Judge Mark Walker yesterday blocked the state's current system of forcing ex-felons to wait at least 5 years before they can vote. Walker did not specify what rules the state should put in place. He gave Governor Rick Scott and state officials until April 26 to come up with a new process. And officers in Florida's juvenile detention centers will receive a pay raise for the first time in a decade. Governor Scott signed an increase last week as part of the nearly $590 million spending plan for the Department of Juvenile Justice. $8 million are allocated to raise the salaries of all detention and probation officers. Scott requested a 10% raise after the Miami Herald had reported that the starting salary for a detention officer at a state-run lockup was about $25,000. This is WLRN News. I'm Adrienne Gonzalez.